Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, DZ, this is an awkward one. Get ready for this one. Kelly Clarkson. Remember how she got divorced from her husband that she had a couple kids with, Brandon? Mm. Nope. Well, she is now going to be getting over $2.5 million back from this guy because he overcharged her as her manager when they were married. What?
Wait a second.
Awkward.
Oh, so, ex-husband, former manager, y'all got kids together. Mm-hmm. You was overcharging your own partner for the service that you were providing for them while y'all were together?
Millions of dollars in commission. Overcharged. Yep. They ruled that he overcharged her by seven figures when he was representing her.
Oh, my Lanta.
Listen to this. He crossed the line when he booked gigs and ink deals for her on The Voice, Norwegian Cruise Line, Wayfair, and his host is the Billboard Music Awards.
Those are all big name ticket items, though, that you're like, why would that be a problem?
Well, because the labor commissioner in California states that only agents, not managers, can lawfully secure roles for talent.
Whoa.
There's a few exceptions, but clearly he didn't fall into those. So
the Kardashians are the exceptions.
Listen to this. He made $1.98 million in commission from her role on The Voice.
My goodness gracious, but, yo, that is wow.
But he only got $93 after she hosted the BMAs. This is wild. Okay, so he was not charging her the same. He was just, it sounds like he was just picking up numbers where he could.
Yeah, he was skimming and scamming where he could, but he ain't want to make it too obvious.
I hate this.
He was like, let me take a $1.9 million here. Let me just take 95 cents here. Let me keep it even, you know?
They got divorced June of 2020 after 7 years of marriage. I feel like that was more recent, but I guess that was almost 4 years ago now they've been divorced. They had a bitter custody battle, and now they've been in court going over the money. Because I remember he wanted spousal support, and I just laughed. It's like, get a grip. I was like, you can have child support. You don't get spousal support. Get the hell out of here, dude.
Big guy, you're more than capable of taking care of yourself.
Thank
now, take
you.
Care of them kids. I see it. But
you,
sir, grown man, capable, able body, go ahead and get you another job, big dog.
Ickety ick. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. What happened last night?
Man.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. As everything all around you's on fire, everything's fine.
We're great. Everything's good, Doc.
Everything's great. Right. But nah, so last night, you know, family and I, we did the family thing. We loaded the car up, got the kids all excited. Well, more Sammy. Danny doesn't care yet. But told them we were going to get a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Sammy was super ready for it. He was like, yeah, tree, a lot of all we. We went to, I don't even know how
What's
many places.
What's the Spanish word for tree?
Árbol.
Ooh, spell it.
A-R-B-O-L. I'll say it with the English
arbor,
accent, too.
Like arbor.
Árbol. With an L. Árbol.
Oh, árbol. Okay, go on.
Árbol, yeah. It's a tree. So, yeah.
It's my Spanish lesson of the day. We're going to bring those back for the record. Anyway, go on.
I got you. We'll bring them back in the new year.
Okay, good. So, you're buying a tree.
So, we were getting the tree. Tried to get a tree. Mm-hmm. First place we went to, nice little church down the way from our house. We like to support local. They were closed. I walked up in there, tried to find somebody, got weird looks, asked the gentleman that I saw crossing randomly outside, and he was like, I know they're open on Saturdays, but... I was like, well, it's not Saturday, is it, big guy? So, great. Thanks.
Right.
Appreciate the help, right? Well, okay. We want a Christmas tree. Sammy's really excited about it. Go to the next place. They have very, very poor selection of Christmas trees. And this is like a big box store. I'm not going to call them out.
Okay.
But we got turned off of the fact that they spray paint their Christmas trees green. We noticed that the trunk was green. The branch was green.
What?
They sprayed. Yes, the store that we went to next had spray painted Christmas trees. And the selection was already trashy.
Real trees?
Real trees that are spray painted to be greener than they actually are. Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Us either. So when we learned that, when I called that out, showed it to my wife, we were like, okay, yeah, let's go.
Ick.
So we did the audacious thing of discussing getting a fake tree. Now, I'm down for a fake tree, but my wife is the one that's real tree central over here. When she brings up getting a fake tree, she's getting over it. We go look at fake trees. trash selection.
Yeah.
One last ditch effort to go find one more real tree at another store. We walk up in the store. I Googled it. It said, oh, yeah, no, definitely. They got trees. We walk into this store, ask an associate, hey, where are your guys' trees? Buddy looks at us like we're dumb and goes, we don't got trees. No trees, no real fake, no real trees, no fake trees, no trees, people. No, we don't got trees. What the? Bruh! Went to at least four locations. No trees.
How in December? It's like December now. How can you not find a tree? Like, I don't even.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
What?
So we had to disappoint our son, the one of two that actually knows what's going down. And he, unfortunately, we made him sad. We were like, no tree today, Papi. I'm sorry. Maybe tomorrow. Well, we're going to try again. But we don't know where to go. Everywhere I spent looking up last night is either out, sold out for the season, or they're not closed, or they're not open this season, or they're just not available. Because there used to be a place downtown. I haven't seen them in like the last 2 years. What happened to the trees in Cathedral Square? Like, what is going on, bro? I cannot find a Christmas tree anywhere.
Oh, because you're in Bayview. You want to get one in Milwaukee. And like you said, you want to support local in Milwaukee. You don't want to drive all the way to the burbs, to Janesville or some garbage. I get it.
What right? I look like driving to Sheboygan for a Christmas tree, man? All the thistles going to fall off by the time I make it back to the mill. Like, what?
I don't know. Okay. 414-533-1037. You know I don't know anything about trees, right? I grew up Jewish.
I know.
We did Hanukkah. I have a fake tree that I got when I was married, and I kept it when I got divorced, and then I bought a new one a few years ago. I don't know anything. Help DZ.
What a clutch
out.
Excuse.
It is, isn't it? Help DZ find a tree. Where's he supposed to go? 414-533-1037. Tis the season. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, helping DZ out today. DZ, tell him the problem.
Well, the problem is last night, family and I went on a nice little full-packed car excursion, two cars actually, so that we could fit the tree and the kids, and couldn't find a dang real Christmas tree to save our lives. We went to a number of different locations. One of the spots had a spray-painted Christmas tree trying to sell us as a good real tree. Now, man, it was bad. So bad, we almost went to buying a fake Christmas tree, the last thing we want to do.
You're like, what? All right, let's go to the phones and see if anybody can help you out this morning, because they are packed. Let's start with, how about the Christine, who's calling in Brown Deer. Good morning, Christine.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's your advice for DZ's tree dilemma?
Well, I've always gone to Trees for Less.
I don't know what that is. Go on.
It's like it's off of Mequon Road. It's in Mequon. And you walk in, and there's small trees, big trees, and you walk around. They're like growing, and they can help you cut them down, and you pick them, and it's really exciting for the kids.
Oh, it's the Christmas tree farm.
Yes, yes.
Is that what that's what you want, right, DZ?
I mean, if we got to cut it down ourselves, I guess, but I'd like for it to be cheaper then. It normally is more expensive, even though you're doing the work.
Right.
But the name is Trees for Less, so I'm hoping that definitely guides the price a little bit.
All right, Christine, he's going to check it out. Thank you for the suggestion. You have a good day, girl.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Appreciate it.
Next
that
up,
is good. Some for the kiddos.
Right. Dan, our boy, is calling from East Troy. He couldn't get in yesterday. He got in today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What up, Dan?
Dude, I cannot believe you told me that one of these stores is painting these trees green. I have not even seen that yet. That is insane.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm not going to bust him out either, because if you see it for yourself, you're going to go, wow. Mm. Oh, my word. Wow.
But every big box store we go in now, we're going to look at the trees to see if they're spray painted.
Do it.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep my eyes open for that, too. I'm like, come on, man. This ain't even right. Like, this tree don't need to be spray painted green.
That's crazy, right?
And you know what's crazy? They would have finessed me had they only gotten, like, the branches, but they did the whole trunk. They did it top to bottom. I was like, bruh,
stupid.
Okay now.
Right,
the trunk
like
is green?
The trunk ain't supposed to be green. Come on now.
Dan, do you have a suggestion?
There's a Christmas tree place right in East Troy, right off the freeway, I-43. If you get off on Highway 20, you can see it right off the freeway. I forget what the landscaping company is called. It's sitting outside. I know it's kind of a zip cruise, but
Dan,
there, and you'd be able to get to it.
That's the problem. Ooh, it's so far.
East Troy, though, big dog.
Right, but you're talking Janesville now. Janesville's like an hour. Like, East Troy's only 30 minutes.
He's trying to give you, if you were technically going to have to go all the way to Janesville, he's saying East Troy's closer. We're helping you out here.
Right, that's not he an said, hour, listen. Right?
You can but, even yeah. stop listen. At the McDonald's in Big Bend if you want.
Meet Dan for lunch.
Yeah, but I'm not wanting to drive so far for a treat.
No, yeah. I appreciate the suggestion, though, yeah. man. And you'll have to let us know if you do see any spray painted trees out there.
Please do.
Oh, dude. Oh, by the other thing, Ellie, if you need that fence fixed, any one of us listeners probably got power drills. If you got some wood, take some pictures. We'll all show up in a drill and some screws.
Are you serious right now?
He's absolutely. Offering to fix that fence.
Absolutely.
But he just
you
offered.
Take a picture of that hole. I will come over with a screw ground screws and I'll put some wood up.
He wants to come
Dan,
over.
Dan, pause. We're going to talk to you later, big dog. What was that?
Dan,
whoa.
I love you.
For real.
You had me at. You know.
You're there. Let me know when you're going to let these dogs run around. I got to get a camera out. That would have been absolutely hilarious.
Dan, I was crying yesterday. I was crying. It was
too funny,
you're
man.
You're so sweet, Dan, for offering that. Thank you. I will call you. Talk to you later, Dan. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace,
bye.
Fam.
All right. Wait, I'm getting confused here. Is this Paul in Bayview on the phone?
This is me right here.
Oh,
yep.
Phew. We have so many people Morning. On the line right now. I'm getting them all confused. Paul, you're right where you're in his neck of the woods. DZ,
we're
listen.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you got a couple options that we've gone to in the past. The first one is if you hit up River West right off of like Humboldt and Locust, there is a little kind of mom and pop little operation that goes on up the road. So I would say check that one out. And then there's also, we used to go to it past couple of years. It was right off of 6th and Layton, if you know where Red's Tacos is.
No, but I know where 6th and Layton is.
So we moved, or they moved it over to Conkle Park off of 50th and Layton.
Yeah.
That's not far.
That's like in between the radio station and Bayview, DZ. You can swing by on the way.
I could do that. I could do that. Mm-hmm. Listen, I could do that. 50th and Layton is doable.
Park,
okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Park.
Good.
About 60 to 80 bucks this year. That's what we hit.
Is that normal? I don't know what trees cost, so I'm going to take your word. Okay.
I mean, think about it. I didn't even say what kind of tree. We want a nice aromatic tree, a little balsam fir, a little 6-7 feet tall, 7.5. So it's going to be about 80 bucks.
This is so funny to me because I swear I grew up Jewish. You're talking in another language right now. Like, that's how little I know about trees. You're like,
you did look at me super like, confused. Like, a what fur?
Okay,
who? Where?
Sure.
How many?
What are thistles?
Okay.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the suggestions. Have a good weekend. Oh, I think
later, that, fam.
All right, Nina's in Cudahy this morning. Hey, Nina.
Good morning.
What's your advice for DZ's Christmas tree problem?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I had to run over to my tree to make sure it's not a painted green. But I go not every year. I usually rotate between our fake tree and a live tree. But we go to Stein's every year.
Uh-oh.
And I love it every year. And it lasts every year.
Can I tell you something? I get my fake trees. They last. The first one lasted a long time. And then I got another one from there.
Right.
And I know
right
it's
up
fake.
On 27th Street,
I
one and done.
Fake.
They got a variety of trees. It's been up already since
Hold on. Nina, DZ's laughing at me right now because he's like, Allie, it's fake. Of course
it's
it lasts.
It's a fake tree. Of course it lasts.
Yeah,
he's making fun of me.
Too, but I was going to let it go.
I told you guys I don't know anything about Christmas trees.
And we don't fault you for it. We still love you the same, Allie.
Thank you guys.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. This one made me cringe a little when I saw what it was about.
Why?
Why? Why don't you just tell everyone about the submission we got for today's What Would DZ Do?
All right, well, Ivy wrote in and has her manager making some advances at her. Yeah.
Ick.
Ick. Oh, okay. Well, maybe not so much ick.
I go to sexual harassment in my mind, but I have to hear the whole thing out.
Ooh.
Come on.
Let's hear it. This is what Ivy says. Ivy, I've been working at a new job close to 3 months, having a great time, making friends, enjoying my work environment, feel like I found a job I can relate to, and like coming to work every day. Amazing. Recently, my coworkers and I all went out for dinner and drinks. It was so much fun. Our boss even showed up. We all had a blast. Towards the end of the night, my boss and I had a great conversation and feel like we got to learn so much about one another. fast forward to last week, my boss has started to talk to me a little more, compliment me more often, come by my workspace to talk. Now, he does this with other employees, but I feel like I've noticed what she said, quote unquote, interest from his conversations. For example, asking about when we should get lunch or asking when we're all going to get dinner and drinks again so we can talk more. I've asked a coworker who I've gotten close to, and she agrees. She definitely feels that he seems more interested in talking to me than other female coworkers.
Oh, yikes. Mm.
Goes on to say, now there isn't a quote unquote policy or anything saying we can't see people within the company. And he is very handsome, but I don't want to cause problems at work with anyone else. But let me just be clear. If I didn't work here, I'd date him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean there's no policy? It's sexual harassment. It is a policy. It's a law, dude.
How is it sexual harassment?
A manager cannot be hitting on their employees. Now, she can receive it, but if anything goes wrong, she can immediately say, that was sexual harassment. I'm telling you, this work gets hitting on your employees. Technically illegal. And
I mean, but
I hear
what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but it's technically not illegal, especially if there's no policy in place under whatever company they work for.
No,
think about it. This probably is a commonality.
No, I'm saying legally, not in their company, but the law. If she took them to court, it could be something. That's what I was saying. Outside of their, I don't know how a company can't have a sexual harassment policy in 2023. But maybe I'm being a little dramatic.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems weird.
Okay, but hear me out. Hear me out. I don't feel like. They like each other. She's definitely saying he's handsome. She would date him, yada, yada. But I'm not finding something within this conversation that he's saying or she's saying that makes me feel like this is uncommon. Like, they all went out, hung out, had a great time. Maybe he learned a little bit more about his coworker. I don't know as much as if she's really seeing what's going on. Maybe he's just being nice and polite and not making those advances that she's thinking he's making. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying maybe he's not even hitting on her and they're just misinterpreting it.
She's overthinking it.
Oh, geez.
And he's just being nice because now he feels like he knows her as an employee, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, good thing. Have you ever gotten lunch with your boss?
Yes, but it was completely platonic.
Thank you.
That's true, yes.
Exactly. But that's what I'm getting at. 100% completely platonic. You'd be like, oh, hey, boss, let's go grab some lunch, man. Let's talk. Let's catch up. Stuff like that is kind of normal, in my opinion, man. I don't know if he's maybe making the advances that she's seeing. And the coworker that she has might just be going, oh, yes, girl, he's definitely interested in you. Like,
Have you ever seen a boss of yours anywhere you worked in your life start to date an employee? Because I have. It's really weird.
I gotta think.
It's really weird.
I don't think I have.
It's really strange, and everybody talks about it behind everybody's back. But one of the couples I know that this happened to, when they decided they wanted to be together, she got a different job. And I thought that was she left. She was like, you know what? If we're going to do this, then I'm going to go work somewhere else. And he's not going to be my manager. And we're not going to, because this is weird. And it messes up the
office. Well, because then people are going to be like, oh, I bet you she's going to get a raise quicker. Yeah. Oh, I bet you she's going to be taken care of. Oh, I bet you she can get all the days off she wants. That favoritism is going to start to be like bled through, even if it's not actually there, right?
But one unwanted advance, sexual harassment. It's not even a question, like facts.
That's true.
One hit on her and she doesn't want it, he's done. I'm telling you, dude.
It could be as desired as she wants and she could receive and appreciate and this, yada, yada. The second that is decided that you no longer want to receive it, that immediately crosses into a very dark area.
So we need to know what she should do. Should she date her boss is basically the question, right? 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, this one's about a woman who wants to date her boss. Right?
I mean, the boss is kind of, from what she perceives, making advances, passes, flirting with her, and she's kind of receiving it, but wants to know if this is a good idea.
Well, Kirsten's in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you think she should date her boss?
You know what? I think she should, honestly, and here's why. When she say that there's not a policy, I don't think that she's talking about sexual harassment. I think she's talking about a policy where she can't date her boss.
I get that. I'm saying any manager making a move on an employee, there is a law for everyone in the world in America called sexual harassment. That's what I'm getting at. Maybe your company doesn't, but there are laws that are definitely policies that do make a difference.
I gotta be careful. Bigger than the company.
You gotta be careful. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. But I think why she's the reason why she's asking is because she wants validation that it's okay to do this. Because she has said if she did not like her, that she would date him.
Sure.
Right.
So do you think she should date him and stay there, or date him and leave?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. She's only done this for 3 months, so she's not really set in stone there.
Technically, that's true. She's not locked into the company. She can go find another job somewhere else kind of quick, probably.
True.
Yeah, exactly.
Or move up in the company super fast and be the assistant manager soon.
And that's where it falls apart. 3 months in, she gets promoted. She's dating the boss. Everybody hates her at the end.
All of a sudden, she got keys to the place, huh?
Oh, man. All right, Kirsten, you say go out with them. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Evan, appreciate you. Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was going to say, no, we good. But what if, say there isn't a policy, but when you do maybe get into a relationship at work, isn't there like normally a sheet you guys both sign, not like an affidavit or anything, but like an acknowledgement of a relationship, so then there's some absolution if things were to go south within the company?
I don't know.
Right? Isn't there?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
I really don't know. I don't know, but Evan's calling in Hale's Corners, and he's mad I haven't put his theme song in yet. I'm sorry, Evan.
That's okay. This time we'll forgive you.
Thank you. Do you think she should go out with her boss?
This is what I think. I really think she's in the best position she can be in, okay? You don't make it official. You reap all the benefits of having your boss have a crush on you, and then if he ever steps out of line or it goes south, he'll have to leave because you can just blame it on him, file a lawsuit.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what I was saying. One moment. DZ, this was my point. One bad moment, and she could claim sexual harassment.
One bad moment. And then if he ever steps out of line, she has all the leverage she ever needs.
Ding, ding dong.
Hey, listen, ding dong. Ivy has the keys to the kingdom right now. She could literally own this company just by not dating her boss, but letting him still be. Oh, man. Evan, oh my gosh. I didn't know somebody could have worse advice than me.
Hold on. Hear me out, though. The boss is the one with all the power. The boss is the one who needs to make that decision because they're the ones who have a lot to lose, not her.
True.
That's
not the 3 months old employee, right?
He's already put himself out there, though. He's already made his advance. So, I mean, like, all she has to do is call HR one time.
Yeah.
I mean, she can milk it, get a raise, you know, get the best desk in the office, whatever you want for now. But if he ever talks slick, talk to another girl sideways or something like that.
It's over.
Call HR.
Evan, you are sadistic, my guy.
That is not. DZ, have you ever seen when relationships go bad?
But nobody ever says to plot on it, though. Don't plot the demise.
You gotta just have a weapon. You know, it's called being prepared. That's all.
Listen, Evan, I'm Team Evan. There's a couple people I could care less if they do well in the world. Let me tell you.
Evan, my guy. Hey, he's standing on it, though. Evan, appreciate it,
Thank you, Evan. Evan, I'll meet you at the Petitia Circle after school today.
Yes, I'll see you there.
Okay, bye, Evan.
See you later.
All right.
Later, dogs.
Last but not least, Tammy is in Sussex this morning. Hey, Tammy.
Good morning.
All right, what's going on? What do you think?
Well, there's a couple different ways. So I think she should date her boss because you just never know what can come out of anything, right?
Mm-hmm. However, I mean, you might lose your job, but okay.
You never know what could come from it. Comes in, though. So that's where you really have to look at that. What's going to happen if you guys break up, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, you could lose your job. They could really start putting you down. They could give you bad evaluations. You might not get that raise when the breakup happens, but you never know. This could blossom into something that could be a long-lasting relationship. But that's where you have to look at how are you feeling towards this person. But I don't think that this is any way, shape, or form of sexual harassment because, one, he really did not come out and ask her out on a date. And number two, she is guessing if this is actual advancements or not. Because number one, he said, hey, when are we going to go get lunch? Blah, 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 like casually. And then when are we all going to go out again for another drink? Like, when are we all going to go out for another drink, right?
Key. That was key, Tammy.
Yes, but the sexual harassment also is when you are receiving an advancement that you do not want, but you tell the person you do not want it, and they continue with it. So that's actually true Boom. Sexual harassment, where there's nothing even going on here that's happening.
Well, that's kind of what DZ was like. Well, how do we even know? She's just assuming.
Yeah.
Tammy Spirit Animal is an HR specialist.
Hell no, man. That is why I'm in nursing. No.
She said, no, thank you.
No.
Tammy, thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. DZ,
Bye.
Listen to these texts. Courtney texted in. She said, hey, Courtney here. Love the show. This situation is tough. I think she shouldn't make any first moves. Let him set the tone. Then if you two want to further the relationship, I say keep it very private from work until farther down the line. And if it gets more serious, then you'll have to separate work from relationship because he's still your boss. You have to stay professional. So that's what Courtney texted in.
I like that text, but at the same time, I don't think you could keep it private. You got to tell somebody higher up so that somebody knows. Mm-hmm. If you guys are going to start something, somebody's got to know, because if you keep it a secret, I can see a bigger problem on the back end. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to this text. It happened in my work. My boss started dating the HR manager, and work found out the HR lady was fired. Conflict of interest. Yeah, because how's the HR lady going to hold her man, then she's got to be holding him accountable and it gets icky.
Right.
So I get it, you know? It's like,
Yep. Yep. Definitely so, bruh.
Well, good luck to her. Maybe we'll get an update one day and we'll see how it is.
Ivy, good luck with your man.
Good luck. Happy December. I said what I said.
Whatever.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. You believe that? It is December. No.
It's here. It's all of a sudden, bam.
It's crazy. Yesterday, we were like ships passing in the night, though, because we both went out for the first time in weeks, if not a month, to where we should have been for the... I have not been to the gym in like 6 weeks, and I didn't realize it had been that long, dude.
Well, you speak for yourself. I had an excuse. I just had a baby.
I didn't. You know what? You're right. I didn't have a baby. I just went to Mexico for 3 days and used that as my excuse for the whole month.
Still recovering from the Mexico trip.
It was like the week before, I'm going to Mexico. I don't have time to work out. The week after, I'm recovering from Mexico.
It's the jet lag. Hold on now. It's the jet lag.
There is no jet lag, but okay.
Come on, now, you got to go with it, Allie.
I did get strep throat, remember, a couple weeks ago. I'm on my last day of antibiotics, finally, 10 days out, because I know everybody's sick right now. But
yeah.
I finally got back into the gym, met up with my trainer, Erica. You were there before me, so I didn't see you. We were like ships passing in the night at the Princeton Club.
I had met up with my trainer, Jeremy, and he put me through it real quick there, because honestly, as soon as this baby got here, everything stopped.
Yeah.
Everything stopped.
As
and
it
was bad. I wasn't at the chiropractor. I wasn't at the gym. I wasn't at nothing, which rightfully so. We were a little busy. But yesterday, getting back to it at the Princeton Club felt good, even though I am sore.
I was really tired, and to the point where I almost thought, like, am I sick again? And I thought, I'm on antibiotics. Do I have something viral? Because at one point, she had me doing like squats with the weights, and I laid my head on the bar, and I was like, I'm just really tired. And I was like,
I'm gonna quit.
After the show yesterday, I didn't even tell you this. I laid down in the studio on the couch and fell asleep for 5 minutes. I had to set it on the
alarm. No, you didn't.
I've never done that in my life.
You said, I need a second.
I was exhausted. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel so tired. And I don't know if it's because I ran 6 miles yesterday morning chasing a dog.
I was gonna say.
You think it was
yesterday?
The dog?
Not just that, but having been sick, it takes a lot out of your body. And sometimes it takes a minute for you to bounce back from that. It's not just like an immediate, ooh, I'm good to go, run back into it. So I'm thinking your body was just like, all of a sudden, this burst of activity when you had been sick, you had been in Mexico, a little bit of jet lag, not really, but really. All these things caught up to you and you went, whoo, I need a recharge.
I was embarrassed. That's how bad it was at the gym. I was laying there trying to pull myself up on a bar. I couldn't even do it. I'm like, oh, sheesh. Allie needs to get back at this, man. But you're right. Maybe it
What'd your trainer say?
She was
What'd Erica
like,
say?
She said, what's with you? I'm like, I don't know, Erica. I don't know. So
I know you had her holding you more accountable out here, giving you punishments. I didn't know if you was going to have to do something for it. Ooh.
And next week, I'm going to talk about the glute drive I have at my house now, which I cannot wait to talk about. Is in my favorite things. It's a new machine I've got at my house, so I can work out at home as well. So I am. So now I'm on a mission to do both. It's a glute drive. It's for your butt. Glutes, baby.
Not here, but it's a drive?
It's what it's called. It's a machine. It's like a bench where you can do glute lifts. I'll tell you about about it next week. You got to hold on.
Okay, bet.
Next week for sure. So it was nice to not see you at the gym yesterday. I'm glad you went, and I'm glad I went. And this is one step into feeling better. I do it to feel good. Not to
Facts.
Lose weight.
No,
that's
I feel
not
that.
Why I'm
not
going. It's got nothing to do with my
I get that.
Because I need, it's so good for our mental health, you know?
Well, I'm doing it to lose weight and also for my mental health.
Fair. Most people are with you, you know? Most people are that side for sure. Am I the Jerk coming up next? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's play a little Bieber first. Kiss FM. You better let him say hi. Don't put the shh on him. Let Sammy. Sammy. Hi. Hola.
Hi.
How are you? ¿Cómo estás?
Beth.
Oh my gosh. Are you sitting with Papa?
Sí.
Sí. Are you having a good morning, Sammy?
Uh-huh.
He's like, uh-huh. Are you at work with Daddy right now? With Papa?
Papa.
Yes. Can we do Am I the Jerk now, Sammy?
No, Papa.
He said no. Oh, sorry, son. We got to, my boy.
Sammy wants to be back on the radio. My bad. I started something crazy here. My bad.
look at what you started.
It's my fault. Tell Aaron I apologize that I got Sammy going right now. Let's do Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the Jerk today involves a grandma who does not want her grandkids basically to leave the house with the presents. Ooh, I hear them. Cuties in the background today. This is called working parents, everybody. You know how it's like after you have a baby. This is life. Everybody gets it, DZ. Trust me. So this grandma wrote in. I don't know if she wanted to be anonymous, but she wanted to know if she's a jerk, if she keeps all the presents she buys for her grandkid at her house. And here's what she said, DZ. She said, "My son has a beautiful little girl. He and the baby's mother are no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend, my granddaughter comes over to my house to spend time with me. This Saturday was her 4th birthday, and our side of the family had a party for her. So am I the jerk for keeping the majority of her presents here for her to have when she comes to my house? We've bought so many nice outfits for her, and I have never seen her wear them. She always comes over in clothes that are either too small or too big for her. Please let me know if I'm the jerk, Kim." This is a single parent. I have thoughts immediately on this
one. I was going to say, what do you think? I feel like, I don't know, okay, man.
This is tough because I've been through this. And I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to this who co-parent or send kids back and forth. Even grandparents. I didn't even think grandparents thought about this stuff, but apparently they do.
Right.
When the kids were little, it would be hard to buy them all these gifts and then never see them again. I get that. That happened to me and it happened to my ex. They would bring gifts from his house to mine. And there was like a small period where it'd be like, "Can you bring that gift back?" And I'd be like, "Sure."
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's not the right, she's a jerk for doing that. It's not
you
the right,
think so?
Yes, it's not the right thing to do. That's their home. They have all these homes.
Yeah,
and you're making them feel like, you know, these possessions, just let them go back and forth and take their stuff as freely as they'd like. That would be, I know it's hard because you bought it, but it's not about you. That's
right.
What I'm getting at.
It's the kids' it's the stuff kids, at the end of the day.
It's their stuff. And I know you want to see it and I know how hard it is, but you're the jerk if you withhold those gifts from them, taking them wherever. They already have to switch houses and they already have to, you know, find stability and moving around. Just let them take their stuff.
It's
just
hectic enough.
Let them take their stuff.
Right. Well, because what I was thinking was, you know, you as the person who bought it, family, whatever, you want to see it to watch them enjoy them using it. Mm-hmm. Like, you bought them for them to enjoy, but you also bought them because you want to see that enjoyment out of that child because you love them so much.
Yep.
So wanting it at your house so that you can see that, like, I kind of understood it. And I'm still leaning towards not the jerk. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want things to be kept nice. Now, let's talk about just some differences in households.
Okay.
One household might be really clean, organized, whatever. The other household might be really stressful, really hectic. And that's why you never see these things come back. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep those things in an environment where you know they're going to be safe. Not that it matters if something were to happen to the toy, but at the end of the day, you bought it. You'd be upset if something were to happen to it elsewhere. And you're like, okay, come on. I spent XYZ amount of dollars on that.
Yep.
Not to be materialistic, but here we go making things materialistic, right? But it's I understand it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I understand why they would want to have and keep the things at their house. Because then you ensure that your child, whether it be your child, grandchild, niece, nephew, whatever, has something at your place so that they can enjoy when they're with you.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. I still say she's the jerk for trying to keep it in her house. Yes, I agree. Okay. I've been there. It sucks. You bought this stuff. You're like, what? It felt like a waste of money, but it wasn't. It's their stuff. Yeah. You bought it. It's a gift. You bought it for somebody else. It's not for you. Now you might as well say it's yours then and stop giving it to kids as gifts for their birthday. You can't have a fourth birthday. I get you need toys at your house. That's tough. But
true,
then you need
true,
to communicate.
Because all of a sudden, you give everything. They can bring it freely, and then they take it, and then you got nothing, and they're like, I'm bored. I'm like, well, you left all your toys elsewhere. I don't know what to tell you.
And then what? Right? See the problem?
I see the problem.
It's tricky. So you're going to give somebody a gift. Let them have their gift. 414-533-1037. I'm going to go with total jerk if she withholds her grandkids' gifts and keeps them at her house and doesn't let them take them. You're going to say not the jerk.
Not the jerk. She's not saying all. She's saying most.
Okay.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kim wants to know if she's the jerk because she wants to keep all of her grandkids' toys that she gives to the grandkid at her house because she's sick of them disappearing because her son had a kid and they're separated or not together. They co-parent. So she says they just disappear along with the clothes she buys and she doesn't like it. She wants to keep everything at her house. So you ready to see what the listeners think? Because you said not the jerk if she keeps it. I say jerk. Just let them take it's their stuff, not yours. But I get the hard part about it because I'm a single parent. I've been there. I understand. Nicole is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Nicole. Oh, wait. Hold on. I did this yesterday. I pulled up the wrong line. Nicole in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not well. Can you tell?
not bars.
Not well, as I'm picking up the wrong.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. No, do you think Kim is a jerk for keeping her kids' gifts at her house?
I do not. And the reason being is I have a four-year-old, and he has an overabundance of toys at my house.
Sure.
Like so many toys that I actually tell people, do not buy him toys for his birthday.
Right.
So the fact that
do you split time with somebody?
No, my husband and I are married.
Oh, well then you have no offense. You don't have any stance on this. So imagine if your kid was taking the toys all the time. I mean, I get what you're saying, but
I do also have a stepson who we have placement of.
Now we're talking. Go on.
So I'm okay with him going back and forth with the toys. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as they come back, I don't care. His mom doesn't care either, but she needs something at her house too, and with the amount of toys that both my children have, realistically, she could afford to keep some of them there. At least my mother.
Well, you're assuming these kids have tons of toys. First of all, we're making an assumption that every kid's got tons of toys, and we know that's not the case at the holidays. As we do toy drive, we're doing a toy drive right now, so that's the first assumption.
True.
And then you're hearing things when Kim messaged in about how she sends the kids in new clothes, and they come back in small clothes that don't fit. So you got these other dynamics, right, of different houses that aren't as smooth running as maybe Nicole's is. You know?
Right. And if you want to keep your household in a certain way, man, like you are allowed to do that. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep your stuff at your house? Go ahead and do so.
All right. She says, not the jerk. Thank you for calling today.
Have a good day.
Bye, Nicole. All right. I'm going to pull up the correct person.
You too.
Person.
Bye, Nicole.
I'm going to pull up the right person this time, I swear. And I'm going to play her theme song. Good morning, Lisa in Sheboygan. There she is. Here she is.
The music. Oh.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Yes.
Morning.
I clearly need a weekend. Over here.
We all do, yes.
What do you think? Kim wants to know if she's a jerk for keeping all the gifts she buys for her grandkid at her house.
I mean, I think Kim's middle name is also Karen because Grandma Kim is being petty and she's a total jerk.
Yeah.
Total jerk. You're gifting somebody something, whether it's a toy, clothes, whatever it might be. That means it's their essentially free will to do with it what they want. Mm-hmm. I understand it's a child and children need guidance, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you're also now teaching that child basically like, that's my toy, not yours, because mm-hmm. you can't take it anywhere with it with you and do with it what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand that, like, she wants to have that stuff at her house. And like the previous caller, Nicole, hi, good morning. But the statement that was made of, as long as they bring it back,
mm-hmm.
that's you being
I didn't
selfish.
Like that part either, yeah.
That's you being selfish. Yeah. Like,
what was wrong with that, though?
Because it's still about you.
It's about you. That kid took that toy, whatever it might be, to whatever house they're going to. It's a comfort. They enjoy it. They're having fun. That's the purpose of it. But now, when they come back, they have to bring it with them? Why?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but I put on
Facebook.
I feel
like that's teaching the child responsibility, though. You know, like, you return the items that you took to the place that you took them from.
No, because it's their house. It's like going into your room and being like, oh, you put it in the kitchen. Like, they're, I don't know. I put this thing up on Facebook.
Well, but hold.
Yeah, what?
No, because I was going to say, like, in a nutshell example for us, for Sammy, our oldest son, 2 years old, there's certain things and toys that don't go in his room when he's going to bed. And he's recognized these things. So, for example, his little coloring sheet, crayon, magic mm-hmm. light up, whatever, yeah. he knows he doesn't go to bed with that.
At bedtime.
So when it's bedtime, and that's still in his, when he's bedtime mm-hmm. and it's still in his room, like on his bed or whatever, from when he was playing with it throughout the day, he goes, uh-oh. Not for bed, takes it, puts
Fair.
It back in the living room, and then grabs like a toy that is for the room. You know, so just like an aligned example in my brain is like responsibility.
Okay, now take it away for 4 days and tell them it's just, you know, at the other house and you can't bring it. That's not that it's in the living room when you're sleeping. Those are two totally different things.
Or like what, that they're in trouble if they don't bring it back then?
Well, this is what I was trying to say. This thing I put on Facebook a while ago about co-parenting. That's the other thing. You put them in the middle. If the other parent is mad they didn't bring mm-hmm. it and all this stuff, where it had said, you know, basically one of the suggestions for people trying to co-parent was do let the kid take items to their home as long as they carry them back and forth, because otherwise it feels like you're treating the kid like a possession. These are like a child therapist gave me all these rules to look at it from the kid's point of view kind of thing. And so that's
and
one of the ones that
you can't punish the kid for not bringing it back. And then you also can't talk crap about the other parent if they don't bring it back.
But they do.
But see, that's making an assumption that was happening in this case. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not saying that the kid's being punished by any means.
No.
They're just saying.
But I think Lisa's saying it wouldn't be
at least taken care of and responded for.
It wouldn't be too far off, though, by the way she wrote the message. And I get that.
Right. So she's complaining about clothes and how they are too big or too small. Is the kid clothed? Is the kid warm? Then so be it. Mm. Like, why are you worried about something being too big? She's just being petty all around.
Because she got it.
There was a bad breakup, and now she's nitpicking at these things because she can't be mad at the kid. So she's got to pick everything around the situation to be mad at this other family.
The kid gets put in the middle. That's all I know. This is why this sucks. But you say jerk. Nicole said jerk. Not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the tiebreaker is. Thank you, Lisa, for calling. You have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Last but not least, we have got... who is this? Is this Greg? Greg and Racine. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Hey, we good, man. Figuring it out.
What do you think, jerk or no jerk?
I'm going not the jerk today.
Okay, go on.
I'm definitely going not the jerk. And the reason why I'm going not the jerk is when it comes to like the kids and the toys, it's not even really about that to me. It's more about like the time that they spend with the people that they love and they care about. You know, so it's like that gives them more. That gives them more like, hey, I'm going to grandma's house. They got that toy over there. And we can sit there, we can play with the toy together, we can have some quality time, spend quality time together. That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't look at it as like being petty or anything like that. You know, it's mm-hmm. about establishing relationships. And, you know, kids have to do that with parents, friends, grandparents, you know, because there's a lot of kids that go through life that don't even get to meet their grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said we had to do the co-parenting thing and we couldn't send stuff back and forth with the kids because nothing ever came back. We had to keep stuff at our house eventually. Not all co-parenting is smooth. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, but that doesn't mean you're punishing the kid. I know it's not. I know you're annoyed that you're spending money on these kids, but that's your kid. Like, I don't know.
I'm a stepfather. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a stepfather.
Go
and
on.
You know, okay. he's 11. He's 11, and I've been in his life since he's been one. Mm-hmm. You know, and it never once do I care if he takes a toy back and forth, unless he takes my Nintendo Switch. That's it.
But that's fair. Allowed.
Unless he's taking my toys.
Yeah, I got to play my Zelda when I get off of work. But other than that, you know, but no, it's about establishing relationships, and until you get to that point, until you get older to where you actually are a grandparent. You know, and I'm only 35, you know, but when you get to that point and you are a grandparent, you want to have that connection with your grandkids.
Then have the connection. Why is it about the clothes and the toys? That's what I'm saying. Forget about that stuff.
Well, with these kids, you know, them toys and that tech be. Yeah.
There's two things you can never take back, and that's time and people. Mm-hmm. So you got to cherish it.
Mm-hmm. All right. But you say boom. Not the jerk today.
No, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Totally disagree. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Have a good day, Greg.
I just feel bad. I don't want kids to suffer. That's why. And I've seen it happen with my own kids where we went through this early on when they were small enough. And now it's like to the point where Owen or Hudson, if they forget maybe a few stuffies, I'm like, really? Do we need to drive 20 minutes to go get your stuffies? And they're like, but I feel more comfortable with them. I'm like, okay, fine. It's your stuff. It's your home. I get it. Every day you're going back and forth. You don't, you know, you're switching beds. I get it. It's, you know, we're making it all about us. That's what I hate about this one. Ugh.
Some normalcy for the child helps establish it. I'm hearing all of this.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I definitely hear all of it.
Buy everything and then you get nothing back. That's frustrating. That's really can be maddening. But
because then what comforts at home do you have for your child? Mm-hmm. If it's all over there, you know what I mean? Then you got nothing on this side. Mm-hmm. Listen, Catch-22, it sucks for the adults, but the most important thing is that child cared, loved for, and clothed. That's all that matters.
Amen. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We got some Burger King to give away, but the texts are blowing up right now. What do you got?
I was going to say, y'all, hold on. The cuteness overloading, and I guess call me a simp, because I got my baby in my arm, and these baby texts got me going.
Oh, you're
all emotional.
Somebody
said, hey, Allie and DZ. Mm-hmm. I'm not crying. You are. They said, too cute. I was like, I love you on the show. Well, love you back. Said, the reason I messaged, because I listen to the show while I'm driving my kids to school. Whenever you tell a caller bye, my one-year-old also says bye and keeps saying bye to you guys. He barely says any words anyway. So it's just adorable that he talks to you guys each morning.
Now I want to go,
I'm such a simp. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay. It's okay. The other day, Hudson was yelling at the TV, and he kept going, don't be a simp. Don't be a simp. And I came in the living room. I go, you know what? It's okay to be a simp if people are nice to you and you're nice back. So let them live, okay? And they just looked at me like, huh?
That's right.
I was like, but don't be a simp if they're treating you like garbage, okay?
You should have started singing, just simp your life.
That's funny. Well, thank you for the text. That's great. We have to give away this Burger King gift card. This is your last chance today to win $100 to Burger King, okay? DZ, what number caller?
Okay, best of luck to somebody.
What number should we take?
Ooh, with the last chance, I mean,
don't get crazy.
Let's do caller 33. Can we do that?
Sure, we can do caller 33 right now. 414-533-1037. That is the number caller 33 is going to win. This is Kenya Grace, Strangers. New music, Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And we have got to give away this $100 Burger King gift card. Because right now, at Burger King, Coca-Cola is making Everyday Game Day. Right now, you can get 2 for $10 meal deal, DZ. That's 2 Whopper Jr. sandwiches and 2 small fries or onion rings and 2 small Coca-Cola drinks. So I may be feeding my kids Burger King with a 2 for $10 deal.
That
this
feels
weekend.
Like a steal.
Mike.
Put me in, coach.
Right?
Game time.
Seriously, Mike is in Waukesha. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you are caller 33. Congratulations. Woo-hoo.
Boom.
You're the last winner of the week, and you are hooked up now with that $100 gift card to Burger King.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What are you doing this morning?
Oh, I just got done working.
Oh, he's a third shifter.
So he's about to go to Burger King?
I'm ready for it.
Nice. Well, hold on, Mike. We're going to get more info from you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Of course. No problem. And then next week, we have so much stuff to give away next week. I don't know if you saw that. We got more stuff coming back. It's just nonstop around here, man. Nonstop. So get ready.
Listen, tis the giving season, and we here for it because we know you are.
Mm-hmm. I see. I know we have like Harlem Globetrotters tickets next week. We have a bunch of stuff. What else do we have? Oh, My Favorite Things is back, and we've got, Summerfest Power Passes next week. Ooh!
Yeah, we said Summerfest Power Passes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
We're so late. But we were going to move on, but somebody said they wanted dumpster fire dating today. So fine, it's Friday. Let's do it. DZ.
We got to get the people what they want.
Every Friday around this time, DZ goes through my DMs from men and reads them on the air.
Yeah. And in light of your therapist having told you, your actual therapist having told you to stop dating, and your faux therapist, DZ, telling you to continue dating, to set key roster pieces, I got one. I got one for you. I got a potential. I'm going to tell you all right off rip before I even read it. Oh, I like it.
You like this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like this guy.
I don't know which one you're
reading. I'm going to call him
JK. Got it.
I'm going to call him JK, and I'm not just kidding. He said, OMG. I think I saw you out tonight. Photos don't do you justice. You're absolutely stunning.
Oh.
I feel like a little boy with his first real crush.
Oh.
Sorry if it feels like I was staring you down, but my friend was directly behind you talking with his girlfriend. They did say I needed to wipe the drool off my face. LOL. Maybe I'll see you there again and we can get a photo together. Take care.
Wait,
JK.
I forgot about this. Was he messaged me on Facebook? I do remember this one.
Oh snap!
Here's why it gets weird. I think I was on a date.
Why?
I think I was on a date.
Really?
I can't remember. I remember getting it and being like, "Wait, wasn't I on a date?" And he sent that. That was bold. I thought that was really bold.
What if he didn't realize that you were out on a date? I don't know.
What, me and one guy at the bar? Thanks for buds? I don't know. Maybe I was with my girlfriend.
Nah, that's...
Do you think you like that? That what that guy said? It was flattering.
I like this, man. He was giving you a very flattering, but giving you a little playful energy. He took it back to the kiddie kindergarten crush days, and he was like, I feel like a little boy with his first little crush, because everybody knows that feeling of your first little crush, them random butterflies you don't know what is, and you go, woo, what is that? Who are you? Oh, my. Atlanta, yeah. Giving you all that play, but he also kept it cordial. He very laid it on the front end. Photos don't do you justice. Absolutely stunning. Aww. Little boy, first crush. I'm sorry if you noticed me staring. You know, I was there with friends, which means he's social. No, sweet. Not a creeper vibe. He had friends there. Yeah. He's like, I needed to wipe the drool off my face, laid it back on a little thick. And they said, hey, maybe I'll see you again. Take care. Boom. No, hold nothing. On. No. Hey, we should go out. No.
True. But don't you think when guys lay it on that thick, we get player vibes or no? How much can you lay it on?
I don't feel like that.
I
feel like he gave you darts. He didn't go like crazy lay it on. Like he ain't laid down the railroad. He just threw a couple nails at you. You know what I'm saying? Couple railroad ties. Not the whole railroad line. You know what I'm saying? He just said, here's this, revert back. It was all relating to the same thing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he closed it out with a smooth little take care. Boom. Whether you respond back or not, that's why I like this. This guy's got something to him.
Ah, DZ says go out with him. Okay.
Maybe, just maybe.
Maybe. Hey, everybody. Wake up.
Wepa.
Heyo. It's Friday. Happy December. Can you believe it?
We here. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to confess right now, DZ, and tell us what you've been lying about.
I don't want to. I'm getting nervous.
Stop it. Come on. Is it that bad? Can't be that bad.
No, I mean, is that bad to me? Is it probably that bad? No, but listen, y'all, I've been keeping something occult for some time, and it's because of the embarrassment that I hold behind it, right? Something that I would never do. And here we are. At first, I just kept it a secret, was only doing it at home, but now I'm out in public, and I don't even care.
You're doing it in public?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. See, but the thing is, there's reasons why I'm okay with it, and it's all justification for myself, right? But I started to wear Crocs, y'all.
DZ's holding up a
I said I would never do it.
You said on the air.
I said I would never do it.
Multiple times you would never do it. I took the kids all the way to Johnson Creek to the Croc Outlet. We did a whole break on segment on it. We talked about Crocs in this state and how people go crazy and now they're huge everywhere. How Justin Bieber and Post Malone brought them back. Look, you triggered me with the Crocs. And now you went and got a pair of Crocs.
Jay Balvin's in them. And well, hold on. And look, listen to my justifications, because I'm coming clean, but I'm also explaining myself, because one, these aren't technically Crocs.
Oh.
These are Nauticas.
Oh, then they're not
so
Crocs.
They're not Crocs.
They look like Crocs.
Off-brand, but yeah, they look identical to a Croc, basically.
Okay, so hold on. Is it the visual for you with Crocs, or is it the brand? What is it you don't like? Or is it the thought?
Partly the visual, the design, the thought behind it. I don't understand it at all.
You
might as well be wearing the potato shoes. They look like clogs.
Stop it.
They're ugly. They're not. I don't think they're all that comfortable. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I don't think they're all that comfortable, but they're easy.
I had a boyfriend who used to wear Crocs all the time, and their friends and his best friend. You know what? I don't care. I'm calling him out. Pottery guy and his friend used to wear Crocs, and all their friends used to make fun of them. They'd be like, you can wear them to weddings. You can wear them to the lake. You can wear them to fancy stuff. You can wear them to non-fancy stuff. And so Crocs, honestly, like, I have a pair of Crocs now, though, but they don't look like the classic Croc you're talking about. When I wear my Croc sandals, people never believe they're Crocs. I'm like, no, these are Crocs. So I feel like the brand has come a long way, and I can wear mine, and I can literally, I walked for miles at Summerfest in my Crocs, and you wouldn't know they were Crocs. Does that make sense, you know?
See, and I just, it does make sense, but it doesn't at the same time. And well, and I guess if they're not looking like Crocs, it's different.
But the visual.
These look basically identical to their mugs. It's the visual. They look like them.
They're Crocs.
They feel like them. I mean, they're Crocs. But I also didn't buy these for myself, okay? These were gifted to me.
Oh?
Yeah, I would have never purchased these, and nor will I ever purchase myself a pair of these. But my sister-in-law, they had bought these for her husband, but they're mismarked. These are labeled like a 10, right? A size 10. These are easily an 11 and a half, 12, because they're a little snug on my foot, and I wear a 12 usually.
Okay.
So I'm guessing these are like an 11 and a half mismarked, because these are swimmers. These things are big. Like, they're solid on my foot. So they gave them to me. We're like, yo, they were a couple bucks. We got them at the store. We're not going to return them. Here you go. And I went, groaned and moaned, but I took them. And then I put them on and went, these are easy. And then I put them in sport mode and went, I do feel sporty.
Okay. I love this because I relate to this. I feel like that's how it starts. My mom brought her Crocs to town one time with the fuzzies inside, right? You know what I'm talking about? The fur, whatever.
Yep.
The fake fur. And
the winter Crocs.
And of course, Bella was still alive at the time. So I would slide into my mom's Crocs and I would go outside and I was like, damn it. And the more I wore them, the more I liked them, right? And the more you wear them, you're like, you know what? Maybe they're not so bad. That's how they get you. You wear somebody else's and it's over.
That's exactly what happened. And all of a sudden, I caught myself like, all right, well, I'll leave them as house shoes because there's no way I'm getting caught in public in these.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you just got to make a quick run to the store. And you're like, let me slide these bad boys on.
You know what?
And it's over.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
No. Allie, don't you dare.
DZ, I heard, I don't know if anybody else heard this, but what I heard was DZ wants another pair of Crocs, you guys. Isn't that what everybody heard?
Don't you dare.
Somebody, listen to the text. Somebody said, rock the Crocs, DZ. I live in my Crocs. Somebody else said, quote, listen to my justifications, unquote. Laugh my ass off, DZ. Welcome to your 30s, dad life. Love, Bella. Okay,
I feel like I gotta justify and explain myself,
no,
all right?
I feel like, and maybe if people can fight me on this, I don't, and no offense to Crocs, I don't think they were cool until probably like in the last 5 years. And you can fight me on that, but it was Justin Bieber and Post Malone and these celebrities that got behind the brand and was like, no, they're cool because they were made fun of all the time. And it was like, kids wore them, but if adults wore them, you were like, oh, you got Crocs on. Now it's like widely accepted and we love the brand, right?
Yep.
It's called, it's 100% called branding,
agree.
Imaging, marketing.
Branding,
they fixed
marketing,
their problem.
Mm-hmm. They use the influencership of the celebrity status of like 5-10 people, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden when Post did it, when J Balvin hopped
like,
on it, when Justin Bieber, and everybody
cool.
all of a sudden had their own version. Everyone's like, oh, Billie Eilish got croc little thingies, my okay.
Honestly, that's what made them cool. I'm telling you.
Still don't like them.
Stop it. Okay, well, I'm going to be getting
as I wear my Nautica Crocs.
DZ wants Crocs. If anybody swings by the Crocs store, grab him a pair. We'll get him a bunch for Christmas. Maybe that's what we'll do for you.
I will donate them to the needy.
All right. I am not going to say a word about your Crocs until you wear them again, and then I'm going to bring them up. But I'm glad you're comfortable, and I think you should just be like, yo, I like them, and I'm comfortable. The end.
I don't like them, but they're kind of comfortable and they're very easy. I'm not going to own it. I'm going to keep denying it.
Nope. You always tell me to own it. Just own it, man. Just own it. Just own it, DZ.
Well, I own a pair. I guess, I do own them.
I just got a message. Amanda sent us a message on Facebook and said, Allie, I'm listening to the radio right now. My daughter has every color. That's all she wears. See?
Wow.
Goodness. That's all she wears is Crocs. See?
Well, I'm eating my words. I said I'd never, ever, ever wear them. Here we are. What I'll say again is I'll never, ever own another pair.
Never say never. Something I have learned in my life. Never say never. That's a fact.